Hi everyone, I'm very happy to be here. My name is Carolina, I'm an English and Spanish teacher, and today I want to talk about phrasal verbs. Phrasal verbs, yes. But what are phrasal verbs? Well, it's a phrase, obviously, consisting in mostly a verb in another element, usually a preposition. The interesting thing about phrasal verbs is that if you put these two elements, it could be three elements or four, if you put them together, they have a completely different meaning from that original verb. So, that is a phrasal verb. The phrase has a different meaning. And today, we're gonna see some of them. So, let's get started. One of the first phrasal verbs that I want to teach you today is to bring up. Bring up means to mention something. For example, he is very sad about his divorce, so don't bring it up. He's still very sad. Don't mention his divorce. Bring up. Yeah? Bring up to mention something. Next one, to call off. To call off doesn't mean to call someone or the phone or anything like that. No. It means to cancel. To cancel. For example, because of the pandemic, we had to call off our wedding. Because of the pandemic, we had to cancel our wedding. Call off. Next one. This one has actually two different meanings, okay? To come across. And depending on the context, it could mean one thing or the other. One of the meanings is to find something unexpectedly. When I was cleaning my room, I came across my old photo album. It means I found it unexpectedly. Come across. That's one use. The other meaning is to seem a certain way. For instance, you could say something like, I'm sure he's great, but he always comes across as an unfriendly person. Meaning, I'm sure the guy is really great, but he always seems unfriendly. Yeah, come across, to seem a certain way. Another phrasal verb, which also has two meanings, is to give away. To give away could mean to give something to other person for free. For example, none of these dresses fit me anymore. I'm going to give them away. I'm going to donate them. I'm going to give them to someone for free. Give away. And another meaning is to provide information about something that should be kept secret. For example, this party is supposed to be a surprise. Don't give away the secret. Meaning, please don't tell anyone because it should be a secret. Give away. And I want to see one more. And it's to grow up. To grow up means to develop into adulthood. To develop into adulthood. When I grow up, I want to be a biologist. It means when I become an adult, I want to be a biologist. And be careful because you know the verb grow, right? Grow doesn't have the same meaning as grow up. A plant can grow, your hair can grow, your relationship can grow, your company can grow, but only a person or an animal can grow up. It means only a person or an animal can develop into adulthood, yeah? So that is a big difference between grow and grow up. And that's all for today's first episode. I want to know what you think. If you like learning with me this way, please let me know on Instagram. Thank you so much for being here, and I hope you learned something useful today. See you in the next episode. Bye-bye.